A Prayer for Trusting God in a Broken World by Chelsea DeMatteis, read by Leah Martin. I've said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation. But take heart, I have overcome the world. John 16:33. Some mornings, before my feet hit the floor, I have an urge to pack up our house and move my family out to the middle of nowhere land. To some place where peace seems easier to grasp, troubles seem less likely, and fear doesn't get a grip on me. And then I'm reminded, I'll never find myself feeling fully settled in this world. I'll never find a place that's trouble-free. Why? Because this world isn't my home. It's the mission field for Christ and His kingdom. God sent His Son to our sin-stained world, knowing Jesus would be the one He would use to make us right with Him. As Jesus walked through His life and ministry, it was anything but easy. He paid a price in a manner none of us could fathom, because of His great love for us. That's why when Jesus said, "But take heart, I have overcome the world," in John 16:33, we can find true peace in His words and take these into the world with us as we go. I'm sure your part of the world looks entirely different than my part of the world, but there's one thing I know we have in common. We're surrounded by people who don't have a relationship with Christ. There are people who are spiritually bankrupt, no eternal security, no peace, no joy, no fruit, no hope, a barren life thirsting for more. Therefore, you and I must be girded up in God's truth, the only truth, as we step our feet out into the world each day. We can no longer be passive Christians, complacent Christians, or Christians who think our presence is enough. We must be active, obedient, bold, missional-minded Christians, willing to do the hard things, have the hard conversations, and start permeating the places of society that hate Christians the most. And this doesn't mean just overseas. This means our own neighborhoods, businesses, schools, local government, the federal government. The list could go on forever. We must take what Jesus said and live it out, fully trusting that we can take heart because He has indeed overcome the world. Pray with me. Lord, I first want to ask Your forgiveness for the ways I've shrunk back to keep a false sense of peace with a world that hates You. I pray that my heart would be bold and on fire for You in all the places You plant my feet. Father, lead me where You want me to go, and I'll go. I'll trust You and Your ways above all. In Jesus' name, amen.
The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate His acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art, inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.